Okay, friends, you will remember, by the way, this is Rogue Minis. I'm Memphis City Smitty, and we are here at the championship game of the NPSL Southeast Conference. Finley Stadium, Chattanooga, Tennessee. And you'll remember our old friends, Drew and Shelley, who talked about what it was like to find your role, find your place in the supporters group. And I'd been talking, I've been kind of texting back and forth with our next guest a little bit, because I really wanted to do an interview about front yard TIFO making. TIFO being such an incredibly awesome part of supporter group culture. So, Drew, welcome back to the show, man.
Hello, everybody.
And Shelly, I'm going to ask you if you would. Hey, first of all, Shelly, how are you doing today?
I'm doing exceptionally well. I'm sunburned, but I'm exceptionally well. Burnt porcelain.
Are you dealing with walking pneumonia at this particular match?
No walking pneumonia to date. That's a good thing.
So I want you guys to introduce our guest on the podcast today, a man who reportedly has some front yard TIFO making skills. If you would be so kind to introduce him to our audience.
That will be Bill Hammondtree. Hottie McHottie.
Father Bill.
Mega Grega owner. He carries Mega Greg on his ass.
He's also Father Bill. He's one of our CFC fathers.
Big brother.
Or big brother. Whichever way you want to tell it. Say.
Yeah. Yep.
We're going to let Bill talk here. Bill, first of all, welcome to the Rogue Report, man. It's great to have you on.
Thank you very much, Smitty. It's great to have you here in the beautiful city, the scenic city of Chattanooga.
Bill, we know that you are an expert in the art, the fine art of front yard TIFO making. And I just want to know, first of all, how did your yard get nominated as the front yard for the making of TIFO?
Well, I think I'm the only guy with a garage and a big enough yard, so that qualifies me first. These people are welcome at my house anytime. Usually when we do TIFO, we're grilling or something. We have a good time. It's a good time.
Okay, so how do the ideas come about? Let's take for example the TIFO that you did for the when the women's national team played here in Chattanooga. That was obviously a big announcement for the city.
Yes.
When that announcement was made, did the creative juices immediately start flowing? How did that whole process go down?
Well, our local AO chapter came up with a concept, and actually what happened was our concept was rather huge. So we ended up, as you can see from where we stand here, that large pavilion right over there was provided to us. Thank you to Paul Smith, who is our operator of the Finley Complex. He provided us the pavilion and the lights because our TIFO was very large. These people showed up, and if you haven't seen our TIFO from the women's game here in Chattanooga, it was epic. It was really good.
So, how do you determine who does what when a TIFO is coming together? Do you have a concept? Do you draw it out first on, say, a sheet of typing paper, or how does that whole process come about? And then who decides who does what in the actual creation of the TIFO?
Well, really, it's generally we call it within our Chattanooga Football Club of Chattahoogans, we have a TIFO guild. So we have a group of people. They all submit submissions for whatever TIFO. For example, our Memphis City TIFO with the Elvis. Obviously, when you think of Memphis, you got to think of Elvis, right? And Shelly's not going to go anything without putting glitter on anything. So the blue suede shoes with glitter is epic.
There's a lot of glitter kind of right here in our general vicinity.
Listen, yeah, you can see it in the parking lot. It kind of shimmers. It's a year's worth of TIFO and parties and balloons and everything. So it's been a great year.
So we did exactly one TIFO, and it was swallowed up by our stadium. But we did it in a parking lot, like what you were saying. We put nothing underneath it, and it had the words, "May the Force be with you." And we didn't know until we picked it up that now on the parking lot, there for all to see are the words, "May the Force be with you." And we thought it just made the parking lot better. So we kind of left it there.
It's character. Absolutely. We learned our lesson on our first TIFO. So what we have done now is we have a particular canvas that when we do a specific TIFO, we strategically place that canvas under the TIFO so that it bleeds through on this canvas. So we have a canvas of all of our TIFO from when we played Reading United to the achy fakey frauds of Nashville. So we have all this, and it's all on one canvas. Eventually, we're going to fill this canvas up, and we're going to auction it off in one of our auctions for Hooligans for Heroes or something like that. So it's all good. It's all, we love it, man. There's nothing better than the TIFO Guild.
That's pretty cool. It sounds like a group of friends is kind of gathered as a result of that, sort of within Chattahooligans. And what do you, if you had a vision for what would be like, is there anything that you have thought, man, that would be something really cool to do? Maybe that kind of ties into the TIFO theme. And you just say, man, I hope that someday we can do this. Have you ever had that idea, and like, what would it entail? How would you start the process of saying, man, let's get this done?
Well, first of all, it starts with us winning the Southeastern Conference tonight.
Okay.
That's the first step. I know
at our expense, of course.
Exactly. No offense. Welcome to our tailgate, by the way. So it starts with that, and listen, I'm not going to sit here and deny that we are the Buffalo Bills of the NPSL. We've been to the Final Four times, we've lost four times, but every time is better than every other time. So
I got you.
TIFO,
okay.
Listen, you got to get to the dance. Yeah. Is part of the battle.
That's right. Yeah.
So if we lose to a Cosmos team who's playing with half their team from their regular A team, or we're playing with a Red Bulls team who's playing with half their team that's an A team, it's all good. We played in Red Bulls Arena. We had 18,227 here in Chattanooga last year. I'll take it.
Yeah,
it's
that's right.
I love it.
So if a championship is to be raised in Chattanooga, it means that it deserves its own TIFO, right?
It will. It will deserve its own TIFO as well as a tattoo. So I will be getting a tattoo. When we win the NPSL championship, I will have a tattoo on the other calf to match the one on the right calf.
Well, Bill, you've been a loyal listener to the Rogue Report.
Absolutely.
And we are glad to finally have you on the show. So thank you for being willing to come on with us today.
Smitty, it's great to have you guys here in Chattanooga. I've met Gabe and a couple of other people. It's great to have you guys. Unlike Nashville, we welcome you with open arms.
Thank you. We appreciate that. All right. Have a great day, man.
Thanks
a lot.
Thanks,
Smitty. I got a little dig in on him last night.